But the big fun was March Hare's Ball, which we worked on very hard. And the March Hare's Ball was held at the Royal Festival Hall. The Royal Festival Hall, that's not in the music part of it, of course, but there was a very large foyer there, which could accommodate, as I remember, something like 1,200 people. And we would do a huge amount of work to implement a theme of some sort. One time we made huge plaster models of characters from Alice in Wonderland to go along with the March. Why it was called the March Hare's Ball, it just, I do not remember. In fact, I'm not sure I ever knew. Another time we had a sort of fairground, and we had sort of, you know, actual small roundabouts and fairground things there. And that was really, really quite a good function. Started late, started like 10 o'clock or something at night, and went on till, I suppose, 3 or 4 in the morning, which was a very good time to finish, because by walking across the bridge, the pubs in Covent Garden would then be open. You might know that when there was much more limited licensing hours, there was a method of drinking more or less round the clock if you knew where to go.